Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight for our Ask Pen session. We are going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you all for joining us tonight for this call. Praise the Lord, Bridget. We're waiting for others to call in.
Okay.
Looks like one more person. Looks like one person.
This is Alicia.
I'm sorry. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, so we're still waiting for the others to call in. I'm sorry. You were saying something, Bridget. What were you saying?
I shared the flyer that you had, but I put a correction on because you had the 18th at 9.
Jesus kingdom. That's when you're doing too
much. I texted you maybe an hour or so ago, and then I said, well, after you didn't respond, I just put on there, I shared it and put good night.
Okay, let me go back and share it too. Let me go back and put it on mine too. Yeah, I have new members on Tuesday. So I was on my new members call. I'm sorry. Let me see. I am so sorry. Let me go to find it. Praise the Lord. Janelle, I see that you've joined us. We're waiting for a few more people to join us. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Bridget.
Hallelujah. Praise Him.
Praise Him. I'm learning how to stay up a little bit later.
Oh, Jesus. That's the Lord.
Trying to push my way through.
Let's see how this gonna work out.
I know.
Give a few more moments for a few more people to join in. Amen. And so what I guess we will go ahead and do, since it's 5 after, and I'm sure people will dial in a little bit later and just join in. Janelle, are you able to send out a text? My phone won't let me text and talk at the same time.
Sure.
Can you just send out a reminder text to the PN intercessors and remind them that we're on the call? Please dial in and put this phone number in.
Okay, so I'm just going to respond to what you had. I'm going to send it to the same group of people because, you know, I don't have anybody's number anymore.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'll do that now, sure.
I'm just going to just mute her just for a moment while she does that. We're going to go ahead and pray and get started, Bridget, so that we, for the sake of time, we're going to go ahead and open it up in prayer and hopefully create the atmosphere so you can go ahead and get started for tonight.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. So, God, we honor you tonight. We just thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity tonight, God, just to come before you, God, to hear your keen instruction. We thank you, God, that you would cause even tonight, God, the word to come forth in clarity and in power. We thank you, Lord God, that tonight we surrender ourselves to hear. And God, even to contribute, I thank you now, God, for every intercessor that's on the line now and every intercessor, God, that will dial in. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the living God will rest on this call, that you would rest, rule, and abide, that the anointing would be ever so present, God, that it would destroy every yoke, that it would tear down the high places. I thank you, Lord, that your word will have free course. I thank you, God, for the spirit of delivery tonight. For the word of the Lord, God, that shall go forth. I pray, God, tonight that you make, oh, God, the teaching, God, tonight, the word of the teacher, God, to be sharp, oh, God, and that it would be even as a two-edged sword, God, that you would make her tongue as the pen of a ready writer, God. Make her ready, make her able, make her capable, God. Oh, God, to deliver what you would have her to say. Father, I bless you tonight for the Spirit of God that even rests on this line. God, we just give you glory tonight, God, because we're here, oh, God, and we're on one accord. Father, we say whatever your will is, let it be so. God, whatever you want to do tonight, God, do it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be glorified on this line tonight. God, be magnified on this call tonight. God, be lifted on this call tonight. Oh, God, let your spirit have free course tonight. Let your spirit rule and reign, God, tonight. Oh, God, and we'll give your name the glory and the honor. We'll give your name all the praise tonight. Oh, come on, let's take a few minutes and just give him the glory together.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Your will and your instructions,
you,
oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
God, what you're going to do. God, we bless you and we honor you, Lord God, for instructions, God. We thank you, Lord God, for direction, God. Thank you, Lord God. And God, we pray for every hero, God, that we just not be a hero, but a doer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the ground that is falling on us, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will get the increase. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bridget, it's in your hands. It's in your hands,
God,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I say grace and peace to you all tonight. We thank God for allowing us another opportunity to come together to just hear what he's saying on tonight. Do just maybe about a 5-minute recap, and then we go straight into where we left off on our last gathering. So in this is Watch and Pray, Understanding the 8 Prayer Watches, and it's from the United in Christ Ministries of Canton. And so it says, God calls us to be modern-day watchmen and warn those who are in danger, according to 2 Kings 9 and 17 and 18. We are to watch not only for the enemy's activity, but also for the manifestation of God's plan. And that was very key to me, and I'll say that again. We are to watch not only for the enemy's activity, but also for the manifestation of God's plan. If we watch for the enemy and announce his activity, we can avert the devil's plan to steal, kill, and destroy what God has for us. Jesus said in Matthew 24:43, but know this, if the good man of the house had known and what to watch, the thief would come. He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken into. Today, more than ever, it is important that we pray and seek the mind of the Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, according to Matthew 6 and 10. Major decisions were confronted with which require us to know God's individual will for our life. With the Holy Spirit leading, we can discover God's will and expose the plans of the enemy through strategic prayer. The Bible speaks of watches, which are specific times of the day or night. There are basically 8 watches covering a 24 hours. This is because everyone has a prayer watch, even though they may not know it. This is why you may find yourself repeatedly praying at specific times of the day or evening. If you have ever been awakened during the night or wondering why you are being led to pray at specific times, it is probably because God wants you to pray or intercede for someone. Every prayer watch has a purpose. Again, the first prayer watch was the evening watch, and that was from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It was a time of quiet reflection. Just going to go over those quickly to recap. A time to strengthen your spiritual and seek direction. It was a time to pray for release from every prison. Time to make your case in prayer. Dreams flow during this hour. The second prayer watch was from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. And during this watch, intercessors are able to impact the spiritual realm before the enemy gets ready to wreak havoc, according to Psalms 119 and 62. It's also a time where, it's also a time where we can pray at midnight and give thanks. My eyes are going all kinds of ways. It was also at midnight that we gave thanks to God because the righteous judgment. It was at midnight that God, the hour that God struck down the firstborn of Egypt, which resulted in his people being released from captivity and set free to worship him. This watch is a time when God deals with the enemies that are trying to keep us from entering to his perfect plan for our lives. I won't go over all of it. The third watch is the breaking of day, which it starts from 12 a.m. to 3 o'clock a.m. And this is the period of much spiritual activity. This watch hour will strengthen your faith. It is the same time that Peter denied Christ three times, Matthew 26, 34, 74, according to Mark 1, 44 and 30, Luke 22 and 34, John 13 and 38. This watch is also a witching hour. This watch is the darkest and most demonic part of the night, especially at midnight. Witches, warlocks, and start their incantations during this part of the night. The devil operates at this time because this is the time that men are in deep sleep and there are not as many people praying to oppose him, according to 1 Kings 3 and 20. This watch calls for seasoned intercessors. This is also a time to set your day before it begins. It's a time for spiritual warfare to pray. Okay, and that leads us up to our fourth watch. Are there any questions or anything anyone wants to say about the first three watches? It's just a recap from our last gathering. If not, we'll go on to the fourth watch.
I just want to say, can you slow it down just a little bit for us?
Okay, that was just a recap, but I will. Okay, the fourth watch is the morning watch from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., and that's the fourth watch. And this fourth watch is always important because this is the last watch of the night. Repeat that again. That's the morning watch from 3 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m. This fourth watch is always important because this is the last watch of the night. This watch is the time that satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning to their bases. Wow. And so this stood out to me again because we have to understand this, like this watch is saying that satanic agents have gone out to perform their activities or are returning back to their bases. This is the time of the morning when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt, according to Exodus 12 and 14. This is also the time Jesus walked on water to help the disciples who were caught in the storm, according to Matthew 14, 25, and 33. This is the time to establish the course of your day by speaking God's word and breaking everything that would attempt to hinder his will for our lives to manifest on this third day, Psalms 19 and 2. Any questions about this watch? before I go on. This is the time.
Bridget, I did want you to, so if you could for a few moments, so at this watch, you say this is the time when the children of Israel was, say that part again.
Delivered from slavery. This is the time of the morning when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt, according to Exodus 12 and 14. From 3 a.m. To 6 a.m. And so,
so I guess my question is, so when you are, if you, because that signifies what, a great deliverance from a stronghold for many years, generations.
Yes.
Because when you say that, what that says to me is an effective time to pray when you're dealing with generational bondage is this hour, because generations were in captivity in Egypt. So it is in this moment that those bands were loosed. They were freed. So then this would be the time if you have somebody who is been, you see a generational curse that's in your family line that's been around for a long time. This is the time of night that you would persist in prayer, because this is when these spirits are in high activity and operation.
Exactly.
Because they don't want to let go, or you know, I want you to talk to us a little bit about it. Yes, ma'am.
And so in this, when I think about being in slavery in Egypt, Pastor Belinda said, is that there's bondage there. There's extreme bondage. There's bondage and captivity that had been for years, like she said, generational curses. And even to go back a little further, when it says on this watch, this is the time that satanic agents who went out to perform their activities are returning to their bases. And so when you think about that, if there's somebody in slavery and in captivity, and they're in bondage, this is also the time when the enemy has gone out, the satanic forces have gone out to even do more damage or cause more harm. And so at this time, this is indeed an important time to be praying, because not only have Satan released all type of demons and all kind of else at this time, he's going to try to do whatever it is that he's trying to do this at that time of morning, and he's returning back. So that suggests to me that he's done what he called to do, or what he's supposed to be doing, is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's gone to do what it is that he's going to do. But even at that, you know, even with that being said, he's gone and returned to his basis. So we think about it. What he's done, if there's no intercession or there's no interruption or no intervening by the watchmen and the intercessors, he's done what he's went out to do, and he's returning. So therefore, when Pastor Belinda speaks of bondage and captivity, we got to be up and on guard, because he's already added more to that which is already in bondage, you know, because he's returning back to the base. He's returning back. So just think, if you just allow your mind to think that someone that's already in bondage, there's already generational curses there, already in captivity, he's gone out to add more to what that's already there. So this time is very important, you know, and like I said, that stuck out to me when he said that he went out and he performed activities and he was returning back to the basis. And so we got this right here, and I did this one too, and I'm telling you, it's like, oh my God, this time of morning praying, and when you just let your mind go and just look and just think, your Holy Ghost imagination, not even just thinking of what havoc that the enemy could cause if we're not on our post, if we're not where we're supposed to be during this time, because he's adding to the generational curses, he's adding to the bondage, he's adding to that which is already in captivity. So we have to make sure, as I read before, as I forestated or foreread, that we have to make sure that we are where we're supposed to be as intercessors, as watchmen, watchmen on the wall. We are modern day watchmen, and we have to make sure that we're in place. So when this happens, you know, these bands that these bands can be broken. These bonds of generational curses can be broken. So by the time he get back to his bases, those things which he thought he had done has already been destroyed. Does that help just a little bit more?
It does. And then on top of that, you said something significant. You said he had gone out, and he added to, but he's also gone to his place of retreat, which makes him vulnerable. So it's a time where, because he's in his rested state, so this is the time now to really go into warfare against him, because he is not on alert, because he's rested, because he feels like he's already went to do what he was supposed to do. And if we are not in position and we don't know and we don't understand that this is the hour that he goes back to his hiding place and retreats so that he can rest up to do more damage the next day, then we won't be in position now to go and shut him down. So this is when you bind him back to the dry place. This is when you render the works that he went out to do as relates to generational curses and generational bondages. This is when you step in and you render them ineffective and you snatch them down, because he's not on post. So he's not even there to counterattack your prayers. He's gone in retreat. He done. And so now your prayers go straight to the target. He's not even there to run interference. So that's a moment where he ain't even got imps in place to run interference. He gone back into hiding. So you send your words straight to the bondage. You send your prayer straight to the captivity.
Yes.
You start speaking, you start declaring straight to the issue, because now you got an open door. You position yourself right then as that conduit. You are slid as that conduit, that vessel of power. And so now I got access. So God wakes you up, because he said, listen, the coast is clear. Ain't nobody out there. All you sending your word to is the chains that's on them, because there's no imps right here fighting against your prayer. The prince of Persia is asleep. He going to sleep right now. He going in and he going to rest. Now when you send your word, it's going straight. When you send your intercession, it's going straight to the chains that has your family members bound. It's going straight to the yokes, the fetters that are on their feet. So he say, wake up, get up, and go speak to the bondage. Get up and go speak to the bondage now, because all of them are rested and they have no clue that I have woke you up and you are watching and waiting for him to go to sleep. And so that is when you understand, because you have to really look at what God is saying. I'm saying, he's saying, you ain't got no interference right here. And specifically, and so when you show that illustration of the children of Israel receiving their deliverance, and you consider what they were being delivered from, taskmasters, burdens, yokes that were upon generations of people, 400 years they were in bondage. So there were many, 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 many generations that had come under the bondage and the spirit of oppression to Egypt. So there were many people that had been born into bondage. So you got to look at that.
Amen.
These are people who've been birthed into generational curses. And then some of them died in it, because not everybody lived those 400 years. So many people have born and died under that curse. And so now you understand that I now understand the moment, the time that I can get up and start speak to those that are in my family line, alive to God. They've not surrendered. So I need to come against the power of that curse. Right now, this is the prime time to come against the power of that curse. That
Amen.
Is how you have to look at the 3 a.m. prayer time.
Amen. 3 a.m., I'm telling you. And when I would get up to go to the bathroom, and like our core red is that sometimes we don't even know why. We just think is, you know, we getting up, or you might turn over and can't go back to sleep. But knowing these prayer watches, you look at the clock and you say, okay, this is what's going on now. It's time for me to pray. It's just that I had to use the bathroom, or I'm just turning over or whatever. God is saying, just like Pastor Belinda said, is that he's telling you now the coast is clear. Go do what it is that you need to do. And so it continues to say, this is the time of to establish the course of your day by speaking God's word and breaking everything that would attempt to hinder his will for your life to manifest on this day, according to Psalms 19:2. And that's a little bit of what Pastor Belinda was saying. You know, now you can speak to those things because, you know, God has, during that hour, God has told you, get up, pray. Your coast is clear. He's resting. They're resting. So now you can get up and command your day. You know, you can command these things to be as though they were. You can command, you know, your family bloodline to be in the will of God. You can command your children to do the right thing. You can command these things to be, to come into place, to line up with the perfect will of God. And so it says, command your morning. You know, according to Matthew 24:43 says, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known, oh my God, what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. This is a disciplined prayer watch for those who have the power and the training to wake up early in the morning and set the atmosphere. This is also the time for all of the enemy's plans and strategies to fail. Pastor Belinda just went over that for us. She just broke that down for us. This watch is for gaining territory, spirit of prosperity, and stopping the devil from hijacking blessings and favor. This prayer watch sets our day before it begins. Thank you, Lord. This is an opportunity to set things in place before the devil and his demons have a chance to ruin it. Accidents, deaths, thefts, job loss, and any other acts of the devil can be stopped during this watch when intercessors obey the voice of the Lord and fill the morning with powerful prayers. And it's all back to this word, what we were speaking of last time, it's obedience and just being able to obey the Lord and hearing his voice and recognizing his voice and not just thinking it's coincidental or, you know, it's just you getting up or he waking you up and you using the bathroom. And like I stated before, is that, you know, it's so important that we look at that. These things, when you think about generational curses and your family members or whoever, church members, cousin, whoever they are that's in captivity and bondage, and God is waking you and you're hearing the voice of God and you ignore it, the Bible says that the blood of these people will be on your hands, and that's most important to me, that, you know, when God gives me something to do, an assignment, when I hear the voice of the Lord, not to ignore it, not to just say, like Pastor Belinda said before, where somebody else is doing it, somebody else is praying, there's other intercessors praying, but God gave you specific instructions to do it, and so you needed, your voice needed to be heard, your prayer needed to go out, because it may be that that specific prayer that you pray in addition will loose those chains, will set those captives free. And so we got to remember to be obedient to the voice, of the Lord, so that these things that are spoken in these prayer watches, that you can see them become manifested as we go out through our daily activity. And it said this watch is also the time for declaring God's word. This is the time where angelic activity or intervention and a time for blessings from heaven. When we pray, the Lord hears our prayers and sends his angels to work on our behalf. Consecrate all the work for the day and pray for protection for God's people throughout the day. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you and you will pay your vows. You will also declare things and it will be established for you. So your light will shine on your ways, according to Job 22:27-28. The next watch, is there any questions? Any comments?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's see, the fifth watch. The early morning watch from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. This is the time that God strengthened Christians, according to Acts 2:15, Psalms 2:7-9. The spiritual significance of sunrise is having Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, rise over us, according to Malachi 4:2. During this watch, pray for such issues as healing in your body, relationships, family, government, and economy. This time, the Holy Spirit time for the Holy Spirit to prepare us for service, according to 2 Corinthians 9:30, Ephesians 4:12. Acts 2:15 says, it was the third hour of the day, or 9 a.m., when the Holy Spirit descended in the upper room on the day of Pentecost to equip the 120 disciples for service. Regular work schedules usually began the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 o'clock a.m. As you step out, ask the Holy Spirit to equip you for the day. And then it continues to give you, give us prayer and decrees for this watch. And so, you know, I encourage us, you know, to do some declarations and some decrees at this time and pray those things according to the word of God. I just read a couple of them for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, this day I entrust my work to you, and I know my plans will work out well because I can do everything you ask me, with the help of Christ who gives me the strength and power. And that's Philippians 4:13, Proverbs 6:3. Because I reverence your name, your goodness shine on me like the sun with healing in its rays, according to Malachi 4:2. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself. I cover my body, my mind, emotions, and spirit with the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against physical, mental, and emotional abuse. I plead the blood of Jesus against any disease, viruses, or illnesses that would try to overtake me. I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, into my body. I curse at the root every attack upon my health. Jehovah Rapha healed me and keeps me in perfect health all days of my life. I plead the blood of Jesus against calamities, catastrophes, and any hidden dangers that would try to come against me. Through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hands of the devil. And so during this fifth watch, we can pray those prayers and declare and decree those things. And so it's very important in this hour that we spend time with the Lord, that he will strengthen us and he will the Holy Spirit will prepare us for our day. And we can pray, again, like it says, for the government, for the economy, for relationships, for families, for our healing in our bodies, so forth and so on. The sixth watch, thank you, Lord, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is the time to watch for the word of the Lord to be fulfilled in your life. This is also the time to receive the supply of all resources needed for every project God has assigned you to fulfill, according to Exodus 12:35-36. This was the time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Again, this was the time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Pray for the provisions to accomplish whatever God wants you to do. Again, this is the sixth watch, the hours between 9 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m. This is the time to reflect on the power of the cross, healing, prosperity, forgiveness, and strength. Thank you, Lord.
So it's almost like when I hear you sharing this, it's almost like you would want to just make you an outline.
Yes.
And just put the block times and just put target areas and know to emphasize certain things during certain hours. So from that 9 to 12, you know, that's the time you really want to focus on healing. Anybody
yes.
that you know is sick, any sicknesses that you may be dealing with. So between the times of 9 and 12, that's the time you really want to focus on that. I think it's important to, you know, maybe consider for yourself, or Bridget, even if you can make one for us, since you have the actual outline of which hour is for which specific things, and make it just like a little bullet from, you know, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., you pray for deliverance from family members from generational curses and bondages, and you speak directly to your day and also to the bondages that have them bound. You don't have to spend a lot of activity, a lot of time praying over atmosphere, because atmosphere is open. You know, during that time, you're just speaking directly to captivity. And so, you know, if you make it, you know, as I'm hearing, that's what sounds good to me, because even though we pray all of these different prayers and we don't want to take away from our regular prayer life, it's just good if we build a routine, knowing that different things happen at different times, we may see greater or quicker success
mm-hmm.
in certain areas
mm-hmm.
because we're praying
mm-hmm.
during that time where there are certain watches and certain times where certain prayers are more effective.
Yes, I do agree, because it was very good for me, in addition to, like you said, your own personal prayer life, is that, you know, we look at these prayer watches, and then we can see, like you said, what's going on in these times. And then someone may be praying for healing. You know, I would say that maybe, you know, the outline that you spoke of, that, you know, because everybody, most of us, well, all of us are, you know, are probably in different places and have need of different things. And so what I've done, you know, I've kind of outlined that between certain hours, I'm just going to pray, you know, however long God gives me and release me for healing or for family, you know. And so it's just, and I've seen the difference. Like I said before, when I was praying those 3 weeks consistently, I had to set the clock, and sometimes God just woke me up to pray specifically for those things. And I tell you all, because I got up to pray, you know, I saw the hand of God move, like I'm telling you, in addition to the personal prayers and people I had praying, but those specific hours that I prayed, I seen God's hand on a family member of mine that was near death. I'm telling you, near death. And in about 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks, maybe 7 days, you know, he was completely like, oh, my God. The doctor said, now continue to do what you're doing. Every test that he's taken has come back negative, you know. And so I thank God. And, you know, when I think about, you know, these prayer watches and the things that are happening in these watches, and, you know, and you pray specifically for these things, the lives that we may be saving, or the lives that we may be helping to get from one place to another in the spirit, those bondages and those, like Pastor Belinda said, captivity and bondage and those generational curses and things like that. And so I would really, you know, encourage you and recommend that we take time to just sit down and just look at this and kind of study, in addition to our own prayer and personal prayer times, that we write these things specifically down, because I'm telling you, I saw God's hand move. And I'm just grateful, I'm thankful, and even as Elder Belinda gave me another perspective on that first, on the fourth watch, you know, about Satan and how, you know, I read where he went out to do whatever he was doing, but then he go back to his base, and like Pastor Belinda was saying, that he's resting now. He think he's done what he's supposed to do, but in that time, you know, if we're where, you know, where we need to be, or on the wall, or in a place of intervention, or interrupting the plan of the enemy, then we got full course to just go in there and tear that thing down. And so I am grateful for these watches, and like again I said, you know, I recommend that we really study these, and in addition to our own personal prayer life, just implement these into our personal prayers. And, you know, when you wake up, just not think that it's coincidental that you're waking up. God don't do anything coincidental. I don't believe. I think there's purpose for everything that he does, and what and when we hear his voice and we obey him, there's purpose in everything. And so I just believe that when we start to see things different, we do things different, and when we get, you know, together like this, and we start to help each other, and according to the word, and because, and I'm grateful that every prayer watch that they gave in these watches, there was scripture support. And so there's nothing, if you go behind me with these scripture support, there's nothing that has been said that doesn't have scriptural support. And I thank God for Pastor Belinda, because when I gave her this, she, you know, she's so concerned about what is being said over the, that she wanted to make sure, and, you know, and I'm sure she prayed before we gave this, but I just wanted to put that out there so people know that we would know, that you all would know that, you know, she covers this, and she, you know, and there's scriptural support that supports what is being said in these hours and these times and these watches. So I'm just thankful that This was a time that we would be able to just go into these watches. And I think that in this time, in this season and hour, we really need to be prepared for what is getting ready to happen, because there are some things that is being set up even as we speak in the spirit. And God is shifting a course, and he's doing great things for us and the people that is in covenant. But there's a shifting also that says that this is much needed. And so we got to be able to be prepared and know the word of God so that we can pray according to God's will and his word. And so, oh my God, I got a little excited there. But again,
that's good, because if we look in light too, Bridget, even if we look at this Russia fiasco,
yes,
for lack of better word.
That's it. Yes.
Maybe somebody got a better word for me, but it's a hot mess. But when we look at this, when we look at our nation and we look at our president, but most of all, when we look at the church, because we have expectations of the world. The world is going to be the world. That's all it can do. It is supposed to support itself, respond carnal. We should not have an expectation for the world to respond spiritual. That makes
no sense.
The world is going to be carnal. What scares me with what is happening now is there is no spiritual church almost. The church is so carnal and so dead that stuff like this doesn't bother the church. Not only does it not bother the church, it's almost like you are attacked for it, or you are over spiritual because you see the issue, the spiritual implications that is taking place with this. And so you become too deep. We are now a desensitized, carnal, ineffective, powerless church because there is no more difference in us than the world. We are so political. We got more politics than the Congress. We do. We conversate and battle from the same platform as the Congress, and we're not. We're supposed to be doing war in the heavenly places, supposed to be seated in the heavenly places, but we are operating in the Congress like everybody else. Where is the church? Where are the spiritual people? I'm sorry. Say what you want to say about me. I want spiritual folk around me. I don't want somebody so educated, ain't no God in them. They ain't got no more God. They become so intellectual. See, that's the spirit, which is something we're going to talk about even in our church on Monday. That's the spirit of Gnosticism. And that is what has engulfed the world today. That's the real enemy, Gnosticism, the gifts of knowledge. We are out here, we're so knowledgeable, and the more we are becoming more impressed by smart people, that we're making smart people godly people. The devil is a liar. Because you're smart, you're not godly. Because you got 10 degrees don't make you godly. But we've the world has twisted our mind that we've made knowledge our God, and we don't know we've slipped up under the God of knowledge. That's where we are now. And we become impressed. That's why everybody got to be a doctor. Everybody got to have all these degrees. It's a spirit of perversion. It's been twisted just enough to draw us in. And you know it's true, because ain't no power in the church no more. We know it's true. We know it's working against us, because the church ain't got no power. You can lie all you want to, run up and down, run from one front of the church to the back. The one thing about a lie is still a lie when it's done. When you're tired and you breathe hard and you sit down, you still ain't got no power. It's evident when you leave the church. Sometimes it's evident by the time you walk from the bathroom, from the pew to the bathroom, you ain't got no power. Because you can't even you can't even speak to the person you're walking past. Ain't no power there. And so we are in the day of an ineffective church. And it is because these spiritual things like this, all this becomes for us now is just information. We disseminate information. And Janelle said something tonight on our new members class. It blessed me because she said, hey, once you get it, what are you doing with it? As a steward, get the information. You're a steward. You're a steward of your day. You got 24 hours, but what you doing with your 24 hours? Because you know the Bible, because you memorized the scripture, because you went to church and heard the message, what did you do with that message determines what kind of steward you are. Once you get it, once you hear the preacher, if you ain't do nothing with it, you're not a good steward. And so, you know, it's but that's the condition of the church. We get the information on being a watchman. We hear it, but we don't even go and make a chart. Okay, at 9 to 12 p.m., this is the time I really, anybody that's battling with diabetes in my family, hypertension, I pray for them anyway. But I'm going to specifically, if I don't take for 10 minutes between this time, I'm in a watchman's position. I'm praying against this spirit. I'm praying against this sickness. I'm calling on Jehovah Rapha. I'm pulling on his power. We need to be strategic, but we need to be spiritual and we need to be powerful. Don't take the information and just have information and never apply it. And I am of the belief that once I get information, I'm going to work it and see if it works. I want to put a chart together. And I want to see if this thing works. If this works. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, if I wake up, if I turn over and I can't sleep, I'm going after some family members. I'm going after some generational curses. I'm going after some strongholds because I need to work this thing. My chart tells me this is the time I'm up anyway. I might as well pray. And so that is why, as sanctified believers right now, in light of society, and we hear these watches, we need to put these things to use because even as Elder Bridges said, the time is coming and it's already here. The issue with Putin and Trump is such an eye-opener and it's such a manifestation of the written word. If you don't see them as two of the ten kings, I don't know where they are. If these are not Revelation kings, I don't know where the kings are. They got horns coming. They surely got horns coming out their head and fire out their mouth. You know, when you look at these kings that are in agreement, when you look at Korea, what's his name? I always mess it up, so I'm not going. But when you look at them and you look at Assad in Syria, when you look at the king of Syria, basically, and you look at the king of America, Trump, and you look at the king of Russia, Putin, and you look at the king of Korea, the guy, I can't say his name. When you look at them, what depiction do you see? And where are you on your watch concerning the matters that you see? Are you spiritual enough? What do you see when you look at this? Are you just seeing another news sect? Are you just looking at something on the news? Or are you spiritual? Are you spiritual enough to see that there is something happening? And as a watchman on the wall, I need to stand in position. So I need to take my information and put it to use. It's important for me. Amen. I don't know about you to be around spiritual people who have spiritual insight and have some spiritual depth. I need some people who can hear, sense, and see what God is saying and where we need to be because we are in kingdom position. We have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this, and that's why you have to make sure you align yourself with people who feed your spirit. We got so many natural feeders. We are so near being fed so much in the physical, it is unbelievable. Where are your spiritual connections? Who is feeding you? What connections outside of the church? Who is in your life? What voices are around you that keeps your spirit man fat? Are all the voices around you once you leave church, all of them carnal? Is everybody carnal? Is that all you do? Is go to the movies together, go get your nails done, go to the barbershop? Is that all you do? Go out to eat? Is everybody with you carnal? Where are your sound spiritual voices? Because if you don't have them, you need to align yourself with them. That's the only way the iron is going to stay sharp. That's the only way iron is going to sharpen iron. That's the only way that you're going to stay equipped, because you need some other stuff in your ear. If all that's in your ear is just your natural self, you are becoming more and more carnal every day. You have to.
Oh, my God.
You know, you have to. Paul needs Barnabas. You need somebody walking with you, somebody, a fellow, someone who is talking spiritual, who is keeping you in tune. Together you are walking in the spirit. Together you are sensing and seeing. Don't let this world put your light out.
Oh, God, help us, Lord.
Keep your light on so that you can truly be a watchman.
Oh my God. Pastor Belen, you said so many things. I was trying to write. Just stop writing. I'm hoping that this is being recorded so that people can go back and hear. Because one thing you said that was interesting about the carnality, and I was thinking about this today, you know, and, I, you know, even as it dropped in my spirit, you know, you can't talk spiritual with people that are not spiritual or, you know, carnal minded. And the scripture came to me, you know, they have a spirit of godliness, but they deny the power of. They're godly, but they deny the power of. And so, you know, that says to me that, you know, as you say, our church is in trouble. You know, we have to continue to pray and be watchmen on the wall, because I had a conversation with someone and was able to get them scripture. And after we finished talking, she said, well, my pastor never told me that, you know. And I said, oh, my God, we're really in trouble, because, like you said, we're looking for people with degrees and intellect and, you know, how many degrees they have and they've earned or whatever. And so we got churches that are filled with, you know, people just listening to what their pastor say. They never go to the word of God, or not even just the pastor, what, like you said, things being whispered in the ear. So I've been praying too for that, because when you can stand up and tell me, and I can give you the word of God and, you know, show you in the word of God, and you still tell me that my pastor ain't never told me that, and my response is that you got to read it for yourself. You know, you got to go in and have a relationship with God. So now, you know, we are having a relationship with the pastors and the people, and, you know, like you said, going to places with people that are carnal minded, and then, you know, we can't even talk to these people, you know, spiritually, because they're not there. And so, you know, and these people have been, this person has been in church a long, long time. And so we got to continue to pray, because, like you said, just not with the things that are happening in our world, our nation, but right here in our church, right here. We can't even talk about the nation, because we got, you know, start to praying and interceding and standing on watch for our church, for the body of Christ. Yeah, that hurted my heart. That grieved my heart when you said, well, my pastor never told me that. You know, so, I mean, we're, like you said, we're in trouble, you know, on so many levels. And so, you know, this is important, that even like the one of the watchers said, for relationships and for family, because when you can't even talk spiritual to people because they're not there, they're not spiritual minded, and somebody with the intellect and the degrees and the doctor so-and-so and with the PhD is saying to me, you know, one thing, and, you know, you're going to deny what the word of God is saying because your pastor have not said that to you. So, you know, I'm just, like, thankful for this, because now I know doing
and
that
watch. And they're not
watch,
being fair to their pastor, because it could be something that their pastor has not learned. And so it's not even fair. It's even if their pastor has not said it, it could be something that their pastor – because we're all growing. I don't know everything in the Bible. You don't know everything in the Bible. And so they could very well, if they see some scripture, the least they could do is ask their leader about it, the very least they could do, because nobody is perfect. Nobody knows everything. And I think the thing that is, when I was speaking earlier definitely about what concerns me about the church is right now politics has replaced Christianity. Right now, the church has become so split with this new president that politics has replaced what the scripture said. Because now if this person says it, because we want to believe in them so much so, we play down what the Bible says. And that's why I'm scared of the church, because so many strong evangelistic voices has endorsed this president, and so they will take down all they know to be scriptural. to support mm-hmm. him and still say that he's the entire prophet. He's the one that God has called. Where are we? We've allowed our political selection to be greater than Christian instruction and biblical education. The word of God has now become lower than our political choice. We've chosen this person, mm-hmm. and so we find whatever way we can to defend, and we defend this person. I mean, the split that I've seen in the church breaks my heart, and the split is not even on scripture. The split is mm-hmm. on they just believe in this person, and they will stand, and they are Christians, and they are like, God put him in place, and I'm like, where are we? And the more we see that it's happening, you're bringing oppression against people because of their race. You're bringing oppression against people because of their economic, where they fall economically. And yet you as a Christian, you are saying to me that you understood why Pharaoh had the children of Israel in Egypt. So in your day, you would be standing with Pharaoh saying, Pharaoh, yeah, make them make bricks without straw, because this is the same spirit. When you were breaking homes and you were snatching children from their parents, and believe me, I believe in everything being done right, but when you see the integrity and the heart and the spirit that's in operation, you know that it's not the spirit of God that's operating. And so as Christians, when the Christians can no longer stand on the platform, stand on the Christian platform, but our platform now is a political platform, that's when it gets scary. We switch our position. Let's get off what is right. Let's get off the platform that says we have to care for the widows, the orphans. Let's get off the platform that says that we are going to have the poor always. You know that you have fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You gave me water when I was thirsty. Let's step off that platform, because that's basically what we've done, and we've shifted to the platform of politics. And whatever our favorite politician is doing is supreme above the word. And that is why we're in trouble, because the word doesn't matter anymore. What God says, it's almost like, what is that? This man is wealthy. We have taken everything and made it natural. It's wealth, it's degrees, it's fame. All of this makes you godly now. If you have all of these degrees, you're godly. If everybody knows your name, you're godly. So if you can pack out a stadium, if you have a conference and you have 20,000 people to come to your conference, you're anointed. If you know, everything, why is that? You can just be gifted and smart and know how to, you can be motivational and know the right things to say. That does not make you God's anointed. But we have made that mean that you're God's anointed. And we do it with no spiritual eye. No spiritual eye. And then we get disappointed when we find out things about people. Why are you disappointed? If you had a spiritual eye, you saw that anyway. So you're not disappointed because you saw it anyway. It's because you made them anointed because they had 20,000 people at their conference.
Exactly.
That ain't
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And that was a little of my point as well, is that we make, godly. And so when you say to me that, my pastor didn't tell me that, that means that you have put everything that you know to trust in that pastor. And not saying that he didn't know, but you have put everything, your trust, in what, exactly, exclusively what he's saying, rather than going to the word of God. And so, like I told him, not in perfection. Hear what I'm saying in love, not in perfection, because we are all imperfect, but we serve a perfect God. And what I was trying to get her to see is that go to the word of God, and listen for yourself, and, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into these truths and stuff. Like you said, because we got degrees, that don't make us godly, because we have, all of this. And I don't take from that, because I got a degree myself. But the thing of it is, my whole thing is that I trust and rely on the Holy Spirit, in addition to what what I've learned. That just goes hand in hand, but it don't overpower the Holy Ghost that's in me, because some things I learned didn't even add up with the Bible. some things that was taught was against what God's word says. And so we have to be in a place where we're able to be teachable and be able to, like, have these forums and these platforms where, you know, we can give the truth of God that people can, again, that's in bondage or in captivity or whatever, can be free. And, you know, like I said, I sow the seed in love, and so I pray, and I believe that God will get the increase, if not even, but like you said, go to the pastor and say, you know, I have a question about this. What do you think about this? And so that starts a, you know, maybe hopefully starts some kind of conversation or communication that will lead into, you know, her being, you know, seeing the truth and maybe him seeing a different perspective. And so, you know, I just think this is, like you said, important all the way around. I think we're at the seventh watch now. And Edible Linda, you stop me if I need to be stopped because it's 10:03.
Okay, so we'll do it in 5 minutes. We'll go in the next five minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The seventh watch is from 12 p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. And this midday, the midday is an hour of rest and time to seek the Lord during this watch. Christ was on the cross atoning the sins of the world and restoration man's relationship with God. Additionally, Peter had a vision of the clean and the unclean animals, which God used to let Peter know that God was including the Gentiles in his redemptive plan. Also, it was during this watch that Daniel always went home to pray. And again, this is 7 watch, 12 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Unfortunately, this is also the time for the destruction to run rampant in our nation. Oh, my God. And, yeah, time of the secret, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Elder, oh, Pastor Belinda, good God Almighty. Whoa, I read that again. It's also, it was during this watch that Daniel always went home to pray. Unfortunately, this is also the time for destruction to run rampant in our nation. Time of the secret place. It is a time of the secret place of the Most High.
Wait a minute, Bridget, right quick. Because that just blessed me. That just blessed me because now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. If this has to do with the time when things are, read that part again as it relates to nation and read that part again about Daniel and what's happening at the hour. Read that again because I want to say the word verbatim.
Okay, the seventh watch is between 12 o'clock p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. It's also when during this time, this watch, that David always went home to pray. Unfortunately, this is also the time for destruction to run rampant in our nation.
There you go, right there. That's it, destruction to run rampant in our nation. That just blew me away because his prayer time was at the time when the enemy was bringing opposition, would bring opposition against the nation. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that people who came against him were what you would consider the political arena?
Wow.
When you go back and look at it, the princes, the governors, all of these people would be those people because they were able to go to king to get the decree. So they would be almost in, they would be symbolic to your political arena right now. So he was dealing with politics. This is the time when politics is able to just be destructive. This is the time he prays. So why not now go and shut him down? Why not? So what we see, we really see now that spirit that was against him. It was that spirit of destruction in the nation, in politics, in the world around him because he was affecting it by praying. So what more do you do? Now it even makes more sense why the Prince of Persia was released against his prayer because these are the enemies he's stirring up high activity. He prayed in a high place. He offended political system. He was affecting that. So he was wrestling with spirits in high places. So because of the activity that he was disturbing, now it makes sense why the Prince of Persia was released.
Oh my.
Of all of the people that you've seen pray in the Bible, of all of the activity of when you seen Hannah pray, the Bible says she prayed until she cried and they thought she was drunk. But you didn't see the Prince of Persia released at her prayer. Anna spent all her years after her husband died in the temple praying and fasting, but you never seen where it says the Prince of Persia was released against her. You seen Jesus praying. My God.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
God. But you never see a demon come against his interruption of his prayer. But when Daniel prayed, interrupting that political system, because he was in such an arena that was, because when you think about the political system, you know basically it is in control of everything that we do here. It sets the laws and the rules of the land.
Yeah.
And because we know we are now in an hour of lawlessness. And so that started way back when. That spirit of lawlessness wanted to rule then. And so that's just indicative of how that spirit of lawlessness will attack the intercessor that is assigned against it. And the weight of warfare that is assigned to the person who really wars in that political arena, the person who really prays for the nation and for the government, the level of warfare that comes against you. Your warfare is different. Your warfare is different when God has assigned you to pray for the nation. Your warfare is different when God has assigned you to pray for the laws of the land and for what's happening as it relates to how people are treated and what laws are being established and what is happening in government. Your warfare is different because the Prince of Persia himself will come and fight against your answer. And that's why it seems like the more you possess, nothing happens for you because he fights you. So your answers are just being held up. You're in opposition. It seems like everything in your house is restricted. Everything is bound up. My God. Because you have stepped in some territory and you come against an enemy that is fighting back. He is fighting back. And so that means that you know that you have to be specific and asking God to release his warring angels on your behalf. The intercessor who is called to pray for the nation and for the government has to be specific in asking God to release warring angels to do war in the heavenlies so that the prayers can be released. This is information. This is knowledge. Because God gives you strategy. The Bible says, I will not have you ignorant of safe devices. And I am so glad that I know the God that when you seek him, and that's how God deals with me. The more I teach, the more I read, the more he gives me revelation about stuff I never knew. And so now he gives us revelation now that if when you assign to that area to pray, you need to ask God to release the warring angels. Because the Prince of Persia, those spirits are on assignment against you because you stepped into a territory that controls the laws. You are fighting against the spirit of lawlessness. That's what you're fighting against. Because lawlessness wants to rule. It wants to rule in the land. And so you are coming against it. And it got a host of imps and demons with it that's saying, we're going to halt this prayer. Your answer ain't coming because we want to rule in the earth realm. Lawlessness.
Wow.
And so we can see that a lot of us that's been praying for the nation, we've not realized that we need to pull on our access to the warring angels because the spirit of lawlessness is at an all-time high in our nation. It is so much so that it is taking on the form of man in the person of our president. I'm sorry, but lawlessness taking on the form in the person of our president because he is allowed to do whatever with no threat or fear of being touched.
Have mercy, Lord.
Because there's a lot of perversion. From the time that we open our mouths and we pray, God already heard our prayer. God already heard our prayer. He is there to, he already answered our prayer, but our prayer is held up in the second heaven. Because there's so much of war going on in the second heaven. So we got to try and get Michael to come and fight for us because we got to be, like you said, There's so many things that you said is so true, because we have to be specific in what we are targeting, because from the time that we get that assignment, we are a target. Because
you say that one more time, Donald, because
exactly,
my God. Yes.
Already know exactly what we are about.
Yes.
And so we
yes.
are different to those who are the people who happens to, look, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of churches, they are religious. They don't have a relationship with God.
Exactly.
Come on.
The relationship with God is when God speaks to you because you in the Word and you know His voice.
Yeah.
And so the people out there, they does not read. They tickle your ears with a sermon, because they want to just they just want to go along with the flow. And
yeah,
so
Lord.
We understand the assignment that God give us to do. So we have to understand that from the time that God give us an assignment, we happens to be target.
Oh my!
So we always have to wear the armor.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to have the Word. And coming back to the point where, as that someone says that if the pastor doesn't say certain things, we have a duty to know the Word. This is the times that we, the pastor is not the fine, but this is the time that we, if we don't know the Word, we are going to be swept away, because Pharaoh knew the Word. He had people when the time came, and He God instructed Moses to throw down his rod. His people came and threw down his rod to turn into a snake. He had the same power, but God had the superpower. So we got to understand that there's a copycat out there. That,
come on, yes, Lord.
And we got to know copycat.
Yeah.
We got to be grounded in the Word. We got to stay in the Word. We got to have the discernment of God has to be in our hearts. So when He says certain things, we could easily identify who is
fake,
who is the counterfeit, who is the real one.
Exactly. Absolutely. And thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. And that's key. Like Brother Donald said, that when we get the assignment from God, we are automatically a target. And so I'm thankful for that, because it ties into what I think the next thing is. And it said, after it said, unfortunately, this is also the time for destruction to run rampant in our nation. It says also, this is a time of secret place, of the secret place of the Most High, according to Psalms 91 and 1. It is very important to pray in line with Acts 10 and 9 and Psalms 91, 5, 6, and 14. This is the time to pray, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and making the Most High your habitation. We got to live there. We got to be there. We got to be in that secret place. And like Brother Donald said, be in the Word of God, knowing the Word of God. So when that false come, when that fate come, as he stated, that we will know, because we already have been in the Word of God, and we are able to identify the real for what's not real. And so pray and cut off all satanic arrows that are released at this time, so that they will not get you or your family. It's also a time of letting your light shine brighter, according to Proverbs 4:18. The midday is the beginning of the sixth hour, 12 o'clock p.m., this is the time when the sun is at its fullest and brightest. Pray that your life would be bright. This is also the time to pray to not be led into any temptation, trap, snare of the enemy. And that goes in line with what Brother Donald was saying. It also says, it gives some decrees and some declarations of prayer during this watch. For the sake of time, I just read one. It says, Father, you said you will rescue those who love you and protect you. We decree and declare that those who trust in your name, when they call on you, you will answer. You will be with me in trouble and rescue and honor me. You will reward me with a long life and give me your salvation. The last and final watch is the eighth watch, which is 3 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. This hour, the hour of dying to self and rejoicing in the power of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ died on the cross during this watch, 3 o'clock p.m. He took on the sins of man so that we can be reconciled to God through his blood. Those who accept Jesus Christ's sacrifice can now live triumphant life through him and are allowed to come boldly before the throne of God the Father. As Jesus died and was resurrected, so the Bible calls us to die to self and live for Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2 and 20, I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. After his resurrection, Jesus Christ gave up the power to live a life of victory and authority to accomplish God's will here on earth. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I with you always to the very end of the age. According to Matthew 28 and 18, it gives some decrees and declarations. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give myself completely to you. I am a tool in your hands to be used for your good purposes. Sin has no power over me because I'm no longer tied to the law where sin enslaves me, but I am free under your favor and mercy. According to Galatians 2 and 13 and 14, you have made me what I am. You have created me in Christ Jesus to live a life full with good works that you have prepared for me to do. Ephesians 2 and 10. And that will conclude the 8 watches of prayer. Amen.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out. If you have any questions, this is the time now to ask any questions before we close out.
Amen.
Any comments? We all good. Are we asleep?
You're right there.
No.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nope. No comment, I'm assuming. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. We'll meet you on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're going to have a guest on the line with us on Saturday morning for our 9 a.m. prayer. We're going to try to do that at least maybe once a month where we have a guest on to teach for a few minutes as we pray as well. So meet y'all on the call, 9 a.m. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And I'll
Lord be
with you.
With you.
I love you. Amen.